Recall that the dividend discount model can be rearranged to estimate the return on equity. This is also referred to as a discounted cash flow or DCF model, since it is based on both a current return from dividends and the eventual return from appreciation. Thus, the cost of equity can be expressed as a combination of the dividend yield and an expected growth or appreciation rate. We can reasonably assume that a company's growth rate is equal to the rate at which stockholders' equity grows. Since the plowback ratio is the amount of earnings that a company reinvests in its business rather than distributing to shareholders as a dividend, the growth rate can be estimated as ROE multiplied by the plowback ratio. Over time, as companies mature and increase their payout ratio, their growth rate typically decreases.